Candies have recently closed, so a lot of people from Candies went to Capriccio's, and I think they got a bit sick of it. So we four of us walked up the stairs, and at the top of the stairs was a bouncer. Mm. He just stopped us, and inside we could see all these women, men, you know, just dancing, having a good time. And this bouncer stopped us, and he said, oh, his first words to us were, if you're straight, we don't want you. If you're lesbians, we don't want you.
Oh.
Anyway, and that they're his words. And Carolyn Cox, who was my partner, she, you know, being English, and she was a bit, you know, she said, I'd like to see the manager, please. So the bouncer looked across the bar, and the manager just nodded. Literally, this is how it happened. Just nodded. With that, he hit her. He just pushed her.
Really?
He pushed her, but he hit her. And her glasses fell off. And then I went up to him, and I just said, I'm in early 20s.
Mm.
And I just went and said, why? And he pushed me, and I went halfway down the stairs. And I stopped halfway, and he pushed me the rest of the way down the stairs.
Jeez.
That's exactly how it happened.
So roughly when would this have been, Jen?
This would have been probably 1971.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, possibly. Actually, it could have been 72, so that's a correction. I'm not 100% sure.
But very, very early 70s.
Yeah, very old. It was definitely 71, 72. Mm. So, it would have been 71.
Okay.
Mm. But anyway,
no, that's good.
So, we all ended up in the gutter down in Oxford Street. And my friend was...
So you were hurt?
No, I hurt my finger.
Yeah.
But you know, young and strong. Mm. So we sat downstairs, all in shock. Four of us were in shock. We didn't expect that sort of thing. We just sat there, and Carolyn, Kerry said, we've got to start a club for women and women only. They were her words. So that was in July 1971, it must have been. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, then time went away, time went on anyway. We sort of kept talking about it. Then we thought, we've got to do something. So we advertised in the Nation Review for, what can we call? We actually asked for single, I can't remember, there was an ad somewhere. Single ladies, single gay ladies, la la la.
So you probably used the word gay or camp or something?
Camp, no, it was camp.
Camp,
it wasn't gay.
Yeah.
Single camp.
Yeah.
So anyway, we actually started the club between the four of us. We sat down and talked about it, it'd be the four of us. And we used the four always, so the numbering started at four. Mm-hmm. So Kerry was 4001, 4002, 4003, the four of us were the first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided on a name. I said Clover, mm-hmm. four leaf clover, one, you know,
mm-hmm. the four of us. Mm-hmm.
So we chose the name Clover, so that's how we advertised. So it was a single ladies
recreational
Clover single ladies recreational club.
Okay.
Why did you want to make it single ladies?
I don't know why. We just I guess because we just thought, well, single ladies were gay or can.
Yeah. Oh, so as in single, as in not married.
Yeah, as in not married.
Couple,
oh, no,
sort
not,
of thing.
Yeah. Not married. Anyway, so we advertised once again in the Nation Review, and we started getting people, you know, and we decided we'd interview everyone.
Mm.
Everyone that, you know, replied, we'd have
did
to
they,
interview.
Did they telephone you or did they write?
Write.
Yeah.
I think they wrote.
Yeah.
They wrote to us. So then we then went out to wherever they lived and we chatted. We did this, but we interviewed them. You know, we thought we don't want it. You know, it's got to be a pretty decent sort of place.
Yeah.
So we didn't want any rough types. Or
mm-hmm.
So we went out, we started going out to different places. You know, Chester Hill we go to all these different places, Epping. We were living in Cremorne at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started, more and more people writing, so then we decided we should have a meeting. So I think our very first meeting was at Epping. So we had this meeting, and then I think from then on we built a committee on that.